tell her that I love her.
If you happen to see the most beautiful girl and walk out on me.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Breaking news out of New York, where a full jury has now been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. That's 12 jurors and so far just one alternate. Lawyers are questioning a couple more to have a total of six alternates before opening arguments next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson is breaking down a foreign aid package and planning a vote on separate bills that could get more funding to our allies faster. CBS's Natalie Brand has more from Capitol Hill.
The House plan includes three separate bills with more than $60 billion in security assistance for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel. Another $8 billion is pegged for the Indo-Pacific with the goal of countering China.
Ukraine's war with Russia, a big topic today at the G7 in Capri. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
If Putin is allowed to proceed with impunity, we know he won't stop at Ukraine, and we can safely predict that his aggression will continue. Other would-be aggressors around the world will take note.
As for the Middle East, both the U.S. and U.K. imposed new sanctions on Iran today following its attacks on Israel. They'll target Tehran's drone production. Robert F. Kennedy's family just officially turned their backs on his presidential campaign.
The best way forward for America is to re-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to four more years.
The daughter of the late Senator and Attorney General Bobby Kennedy did so, even though her own brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is running as an independent. Joe Biden, she said, represents the best values of the Kennedy family.
It's an incredible honor to receive the endorsement of your family, and it means so much to me.
And CBS's Kenyon reporting. People in Ohio are cleaning up more tornado damage for a third straight day.
This right here was one of the most damage that we've had in years.
I don't know what Ohio, I'll take the old weather.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this actually happened.
And still don't have power for guitar legend Dickie Betts has died.
Betts shared lead guitar duties with Duane Allman and the original Allman Brothers Band, helping give the group its distinctive sound and creating a new genre in the process, Southern Rock, which combined the blues, country, R&B, and jazz with 60s rock. The Allman Brothers Band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995 and earned a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in 2012.
That's CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting. Betts was 80. And the sun might be setting in Utah. Organizers of the Sundance Film Festival reportedly scouting new locations now for the famous event. Wouldn't happen, though, 2027. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients, the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. Rumpke Waste and Recycling in Montgomery County and Arkea Energy are teaming up to take trash and turn it into heat for homes. all through its renewable natural gas program, the first of its kind in the state. Trash at Rumpke Waste and Recycling will decompose and produce methane, CO2, and nitrogen. Instead of it seeping out in the atmosphere, Archaea Energy has built a $40 million plant across the street from the landfill to capture those chemicals and turn them into renewable natural gas. The product could heat up to 13,000 homes annually. Rumpke and Archaea Energy have teamed up for a similar project in Indiana. House Bill 11 is meant to keep tobacco products without FDA authorization off Kentucky store shelves. Some retailers have filed a lawsuit claiming the bill is unconstitutional. The FDA says they have received applications for more than 26 million vape products since 2020. Currently, only 23 have been authorized. The bill also requires businesses to report whether they're selling tobacco products and creates steeper penalties for retailers who sell to those under age 21. Secretary of State Michael Adams is named as a defendant in the lawsuit. Adams' office said they have not received the lawsuit yet and have no comment at the moment. And the Georgetown Police Department reports that several vehicles were damaged after cardboard spike strips were found near the Dan Cummings Detail Shop. According to Assistant Chief Josh Nash, spike strips were found on Maple Grove Road near the back entrance of the dealership. The strips were made of cardboard and screws due to the making of the spikes and the strategic placement. Georgetown police believe the act was targeted at Dan Cummings employees. Several employees and a Georgetown police officer ended up with flat tires from the strips. The damage cost about $1,500. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save some money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
Rips Farm Center, a family-owned business in Tollsboro, specializes in bag and bulk feed, seed, fertilizer, and chemicals. Their focus is helping your farm succeed. Give them a call at 606-798-FARM. Can't make it to Rips Farm Center to get your feed? On Feed Truck Fridays, you can pick it up across from Pennington Farms Meats and More on Sharkey Road in Moorhead. Call Lee with your order, 606-207-8608, or call Rips Farm Center, 606-798-FARM.
In other news, social workers are limited to the states they're licensed in. But in the next 2 years, workers can only need one licensure to cross state lines and practice. The Social Work Licensure Compact, a new bill passed by Kentucky and six other states, could allow social workers to blur state boundaries with only one license. However, this will not go into effect for another 2 years. Kentucky has nearly 11,000 social workers across the state. Additionally, 15% of children ages 3 to 17 in the state deal with mental health issues. With the compact, Kentucky social workers can cross state lines and help children in other states who have limited resources, and those states can travel to Kentucky to help children here. The Mercer County EMS could stop operations by the end of the week. The ambulance service is operated by a private company that plans to stop service. Local officials maintain ambulances will continue rolling when people need them. Raintree Health announced its decision to discontinue the service to the community. AmeriPro Health stepped in to take over. Mercer County officials say they are also collaborating with the Office of the Inspector General and the Kentucky Board of Medical Services to ensure a smooth transition. And a Kentucky woman has won $50,000 after purchasing a $50 Millionaire Club scratch-off. According to lottery officials, Latoya R. Waddell of Hopkinsville said she usually doesn't spend much on lottery tickets but decided to take the chance. She revealed a 500X on the $20 symbol, meaning she had won the $50,000 prize. She walked away with $36,000 after taxes and plans to buy a vehicle and spoil her first grandchild. The North Main Marathon in Hopkinsville received $500 for selling the winning ticket. That's been another look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
Get ready for a ride like never before. Welcome to Dutch's Used Cars in Mount Sterling, where your dream car is waiting just for you. Find plenty of trucks, SUVs, and other vehicles for your taste and budget that are carefully inspected to make sure you drive away with confidence. And if you think buying a car has to be a terrible experience, you've obviously never done business with Dutch's. Stop in today. Dutch's Used Cars at the corner of the bypass and Grassy Lick Road, Mount Sterling. Online at dutchesauto.com.
Are you considering a new home purchase or needing to cover some unexpected expenses? You need a stable partner you can trust to help you understand your options. This is John Rhodes, a loan officer at Whitaker Bank, located at 140 East Main Street here in Moorhead. As part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-780-8345 and let me show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Whitaker Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Time now for a look at sports. UK head basketball coach Mark Pope has landed his first commitment since taking over the Kentucky job. Guard Colin Chandler was released from his national letter of intent to BYU to follow Pope to Lexington per 24/7 Sports. Chandler was a member of the class of 2022 and the number 33 ranked recruit, but has spent the last 2 years on his mission in London, England for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So this means he will be a freshman. In his senior year, he averaged 21.7 points, 4.3 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 1.7 steals per game. The United States men's national team was announced Tuesday, and three former Kentucky Wildcats have made the roster. Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo, and Devin Booker will represent the U.S. in basketball in Paris beginning in late July. They join Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Anthony Edwards, and others for a team that has a combined 11 Olympic appearances and 10 gold medals. Adebayo, Booker, and Davis will be trying to win their second Olympic gold. Turning now to Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds fell to the Seattle Mariners 5-1. They are off today, but play the Angels tomorrow at 6:40. That game can be heard on 96.3 FM WIVY. In high school baseball from yesterday, George Rogers Clark over Mason County 18-4 in five innings. It was Powell County over Montgomery County 14-4 in six innings. And turning to high school softball, it was Estill County shutting out Lee County 22-0 in three. Lawrence over Elliott County 11-0 in five. And Pendleton County over Nicholas County 15-0 in three. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast, here's meteorologist Tom Ackerman.
We'll end up mostly sunny and very warm for one last day. Highs upper 70s around 80. Low 60s tonight. Shower storms likely late, a few on the strong side. And then Friday, mostly cloudy. Lingering scattered showers, highs only in the mid-60s. By Saturday, we're still cooling down, but at least we're mostly sunny and dry. Highs right around 60 degrees.
Thank you, Tom. Our report continues after this.
No matter what your mowing or cutting needs are, a Bush Hog multi-spindle rotary cutter is the perfect choice. Bush Hog's entire line of multi-spindle rotary cutters are designed for heavy crop clearing, pasture maintenance, and other big jobs. With cutting widths from 7 feet to 15 feet, these heavy, rigid deck cutters are built to withstand extreme duty with minimal maintenance. Quality-built products made in America. And remember, if it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it.
Young Farm Machinery, 7341 Moorhead Road, just east of Flemingsburg, or at yfmonline.com.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Ken Howard of Moorhead, a retired Round County teacher, principal, and coach, passed away Monday at his residence. Survived by his wife, Sarah Jane Plank Howard, son Ty Howard, daughter Candy Dales, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, as well as other family and friends. A celebration of life conducted Friday morning at 11 a.m. at the North Cutting Sun Home for Funerals. The service will be live-streamed at the North Cutting Sun Home for Funerals Facebook page. Burial to follow at the Adams Plank Cemetery. Visitation today, 5 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Masonic services to be conducted at 7:30 p.m. by Moorhead Masonic Lodge, number 654. The North Cutting Sun Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Ken Howard.
Marvin Bentley, 84 of Wellington, passed away Monday at St. Joseph, Mount Sterling. He was a retired coal miner and U.S. Army veteran. Member of Masonic Lodge 682 with 25 years experience as Master Mason and member of the Alhassa Shriners. Survived by his wife of 58 years, Lorraine Bentley, two daughters, Tracy McGowan and Rhea Bentley, son Michael Bentley, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Services 1 p.m. Friday at the Big Woods Community Church. Burial in the Big Woods Community Cemetery. Visitation after 6 p.m. this evening at the funeral home and after 12 noon at the church Friday. Masonic rites conducted 7 p.m. this evening by Masonic Lodge 682. The Menifee Home for Funerals in Frenchburg. Caring for arrangements for Marvin Bentley. Tammy LaVon Cox, 62 of Wellington, passed away Tuesday at St. Joseph Lexington. She was a retired respiratory therapist from Mary Childs Hospital and worked in foster care. Survived by her mother, Catherine Ballinger, sons Richard Tyler and Andrew Cox, brother Gene Whitaker, along with the grandchild Jackson Cox, numerous nieces and nephews. Preceded in death by her husband, Randy Cox. Funeral services 1 p.m. Friday at the Tall Funeral Home in Frenchburg. Burial the following in the Cox Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home, the Tall Funeral Home in Frenchburg, caring for arrangements for Tammy LaVon Cox. Jocka Faye Blevin Sloan, 83 of Olive Hill, the widow of Fonza Sloan, passed away Saturday at Pioneer Trace Nursing and Rehabilitation in Flemingsburg. Survived by brother Albert Blevins, sister Lily Jones, five stepchildren, Glennis Sloan, Gladys Runyon, Della Buckler, Ivan Sloan, and Millie Withrow. Funeral services 2 p.m. Friday at the Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Sardis Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Jocka Faye Blevin Sloan. Catherine Holbrook, 92 of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center, Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, and Gateway Child Care and First Church of God. She also attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry Jesse, sister Barbara Sammons, brother Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Services 11 a.m. Saturday. At the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Service in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61 of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, two daughters, Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, along with three sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. Funeral services 1 p.m. Saturday at the Richardson Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr., 92 of Moorhead, passed away last Thursday. Survived by a brother, Bernard Cotts, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life will be held 2 p.m. Saturday at the Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post, number 126. Visitation, 11 a.m. till time of services Saturday at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts, Jr. Christopher Chucky Lankford, 52 of Owingsville, passed away April 9th at UK Hospital. He was a Harlan County native, employee of Mountain View Estates, and member of the Morris Ferry Church of Christ. Survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, several cousins and friends. A memorial service will be held 3 p.m. Saturday, April 27th at the Morris Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lick. Visitation 1 p.m. till time of services. A second service will be held in Harlan, the Henson and Rich Funeral Home, caring for arrangements for Christopher Chucky Lankford. And Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58 of Hillsboro, passed away Saturday at the UK Bluegrass Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister Barbara Haffer, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Funeral services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening and afternoon Sunday at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. That's been a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. A final look at news is next.
Not every insurance company offers fire and extended coverage for mobile homes, churches, farm buildings, and other property. But Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Mason County does. For a homeowner's or double-wide homeowner's policy, call Haley Castle at 606-366-8777 or visit farmersmutualofmason.com. You'll have peace of mind and solid coverage from Farmers Mutual Insurance of Mason County. Haley Castle, agent for Bath, Clark, Menifee, Montgomery, and Powell County.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch and Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutch and Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
Groundwater Incorporated has issued a boil water advisory for customers on Highway 519, starting at Pretty Ridge and including 1274 and all side roads in the area. Boil drinking water until samples can be taken and evaluated. Latin Zumba will be held at the Sharpsburg Park Shelter tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. and theater games will be held 6 to 7:30. The Bath County Quarterback Club will host the first annual Bath County Football Steak and Bean Bowl May 2nd. Pre-orders are taken for T-shirts for the event. You must order by today. Cost is $22 per shirt. Payment and orders can be dropped off at Irma's in Owingsville. The Cattleman's Ribeye Drive-Thru will be held this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Annex Garage. Call 859-498-8733. Leave your name, number of orders, and approximate time for pickup. The cost is $10 per order, cash or credit card accepted. The second annual Nancy Green Pancake Queen Spring Festival will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Courthouse Square, downtown Mount Sterling. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will take place this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. at the MCHS High School Cafeteria. A free health fair will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DuBois Community Center. And the Cave Run Symphony wraps up its season with a performance 3 p.m. Sunday in the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets available at the door with cash, check, or credit card. Students will receive free admission, and tickets can also be purchased at the Moorhead Visitor Center. And that's been a look at some of the news this 18th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. A.W. Graham Lumber.
What's the first thing to do when starting a new building project? Head on over to your computer and give us a look at www.grahamlumber.com. You'll find everything you need, all at dirt cheap prices. Give it a try. That's A.W. Graham Lumber. At the junction of Highway 57 and Maddox Pike in Flemingsburg, call 845-9663 or toll free 877-845-9663.
We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
That's A.W. Graham Lumber.
This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
A Kentucky-based company is partnering with the National Tractor Pullers Association to provide live streaming of some of the more popular tractor pulls this summer. Chase Richardson, who grew up in a tractor-pulling family, says it's an exciting partnership.
Pull Pull Entertainment essentially been created as a media arm and, multiple layered business to help try to grow and innovate the sport of truck and tractor pulling.
Richardson says this is a new venture for the sport of tractor pulling.
This streaming partnership is the first of its kind in the sport of truck and tractor pulling, and there's streaming's been available and been around, you know, the past 15 plus years, give or take. But there's never been a streaming agreement or streaming partnership ever in the sport.
He adds this partnership will help expand the audience.
There is a strong in-person audience, but there's really not a large digital audience currently, you know, in existence. So the effort is to grow that.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
The Case IH Farmall 100-day series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor, perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Chase Richardson says more than just tractor pulling will be available at fullpulllive.com.
Live results, schedules, standings amongst the major organizations in truck and tractor pulling. And then added to that for this upcoming summer will be the home you go to watch these events. You know, Full Pull Live is the official title of our streaming platform.
He had several events will be available throughout the year.
All Grand National events will be live streamed. And then beyond that, we're working on some other things where not necessarily live, but there'll be access to other NTPA shanks and events.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media. And listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.
Quality, advanced, affordable health care is the foundation of Primary Plus's 40-year mission. Primary Plus welcomes you and your family to our new Moorhead location on Kentucky 801 for primary care, counseling, and an on-site pharmacy. Our team includes Dr. Betsy Bailey, Shelby Richmond, Christy Kahn, Bethany McClure, and Wesley Wattenberger. Primary Plus always welcomes new patients. To learn more, call 606-548-5550 or visit primaryplus.net.
Get back in the game of life faster after illness or injury at Life Care Center of Moorhead. Our advanced rehab to home program defines each patient's specific physical, occupational, and speech therapy goals. And together, we help you attain them. This comprehensive approach means we can help you get back in the game faster. Find us at lcca.com or 606-784-7518. Experience the tradition of quality care at Life Care Center of Moorhead.
Country, your country,
97.7 WKCA. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I kind of just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar. Now I'm smoking into Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from the guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'm gonna make my stand. Pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight.
One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar tag.
Country before country was cool. Real country.